Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. And I know we're about to jump into a new year. And if you lead anything, or if you're ahead of anything, or if you're a parent, all those things, chances are people are looking to you. And they're asking the question, what's next year going to look like? And maybe you've already been thinking about what are your goals? And are we going to move ahead? Or are we going to wait? And so there's a lot of things that come our way. And the question is, where do you go for help? I mean, what do you do when you don't feel like you have the answers? Well, I want to remind you today that you are not alone. You are not alone. And one of the things that I really believe that you can do as we begin to wrap up this year and move into next year is to seek guidance from God Himself. And so I just want to give you a couple of prayers to think about praying today. The first one is to pray for perspective. In other words, for us to be able to see things as they really are. And the truth is, for us, no matter what you lead or who you lead, every single one of us needs someone that's greater than ourselves that we can look to, and that's to God Himself. And so we gain perspective by spending time with Him, that we're reminded of what really matters and what doesn't. So number one, pray for perspective. Number two, pray for wisdom. Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible, was offered this incredible opportunity. God told Solomon that he could ask for anything and receive it. What did he ask for? He asked for wisdom. And as a result, he became the greatest king in the history of the nation. And so for you and I to not pray just for specific needs, like for us to be a better self or for more income next year or greater resources, that we would pray for something more fundamental, that we'd pray for wisdom to make the right choices, to pray that God will make us people of insight, people of discernment, people of integrity. A third thing to pray for is to pray for guidance. Even the smartest people in the room need advice. Great people that understand that they don't know it all are people that take their questions to God asking for insight. They come to God and say, God, would you help me with this? They seek God for direction, both in specific decisions, but also for major life changes. And the last one I'll mention today is to pray for strength. Pray for strength. When it comes to facing tough things, and we all face them, when it comes to facing adversity, there's two types of people. There are those that try to go alone, and then there are those that actually rely on God and succeed. Prayer is not a way out. Prayer is a way through. And the strength that's derived by us spending time with God is what sustains us through tough times of adversity. And so I just want to encourage you today, prayer is not an add-on. It's not a backup plan. It is the plan. I love what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, I've been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. My own wisdom and that of all about me seemed insufficient for the day. And I really believe that what was true for Abe Lincoln is true for us. And so remember this, you're not alone, and make use of the most powerful tool that you have, prayer. Have a great day, and we'll see you in the new year.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!